Hi, welcome back to Learn Me Some English's daily news podcast 148. Today's article, Bicycles Now More Popular Than Cars in Central Paris. My name is Jean Meesom. You can find me at www.learnmeesomeenglish.com. You can tune into these podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Podcast Index, and many more. Today we will learn how bicycle use is increasing in the French capital, and more people now travel by bicycle than car in the center of this city. Today I will give you the vocabulary necessary to understand the article. I will read the article and in the end follow up with some comprehension questions. So sit back, relax, go for a walk, but tune in. And while listening to a daily news article, also learn some new English. Enjoy. Let's start with today's vocabulary. One, habit, noun. Something that a person or animal regularly or often does. A practice one cannot stop doing. Brushing your teeth twice a day is a good habit to get into that can also benefit your overall health. Two, unit, noun. A device, piece of equipment, etc. with a specified function. I almost never use the GPS unit in my car. I just use my phone instead. Three, measure, noun. A plan or action done in order to achieve a particular goal. The new measures are expected to cut carbon emissions by 15% over the next 7 years. 4. Compare, verb. To estimate, measure, or note how two people or things are similar or different from each other. I compared the prices on different websites before deciding where to buy from. 5. Suburb, noun. An area where people live that is outside of the city center. Houses all look the same in the suburbs. 6. Tend, verb. To usually happen in or be a particular way. I tend to sleep in on a Saturday. The title for today's article, Bicycles Now More Popular Than Cars in Central Paris. Once, it seemed the only time when Paris was full of bicycles was when the Tour de France cycle race went down the Champs-Élysées in the middle of summer. Not anymore. Bicycle use is increasing in the French capital, and more people now travel by bicycle than by car in the center of the city. That's according to a report from the Institut Paris Region, IPR. The report found that Parisians use bicycles for 11% of trips in the center of the city and use cars for only 4% of trips in the same area. In 2010, just 3% of trips were made by bicycle. To find out about residents' travel habits, the IPR gave more than 3,000 people aged between 16 and 80 a GPS unit and asked them to complete travel diaries. Walking and traveling by public transport are still the most common ways to move around the city center, but bicycles have become more popular. For a number of years, the city has been encouraging its residents to spend more time on bicycles and less time in cars. Millions of dollars have been spent making the city easier to travel around by bicycle, and the French capital now has more than 1,000 kilometers of safe cycle paths. The measures seem to be working. The French newspaper Le Monde said at the end of last year that in some areas, double the number of bicycles were counted in October 2023 compared to the number seen a year earlier. However, the IPR report found that in the city's suburbs, more than half of all trips were made by car. Although people tended to use public transport when traveling from the suburbs to the city center. Now for the comprehension questions. 1. What percentage of trips in central Paris are now made by bicycle? Answer: 11%. 2. How many kilometers of safe bicycle paths does Paris have? Answer: 1,000 kilometers. 3. How do travel habits differ between the city center and the suburbs of Paris? Answer: more than half of all trips were made by car in the suburbs. 4. What are your thoughts on the IPR's findings? 5. Have you been to Paris? If so, how did you get around? If not, would you like to? 6. Do you have a bicycle? How often do you use it? 7. Do many people use bikes to get around your town or city? 8. Does your town or city have many safe cycle paths? I hope you enjoyed today's article. Again, my name is Jean Meesom. You can find me at www.learnmeesomenglish.com. You can find this article and many more at www.engoo.com. Thanks for listening, and I hope to see you again next time. Bye.